Welcome to All Pimentos Podcast. I'm speaking with Natasha and Becky from the band.
The Iron Roses.
I win.
Everybody wins, Natasha. Everybody wins. That's fair. So what's the weather like down there?
Rainy and dismal and pretty standardly awful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful yesterday.
It was, but now it's not.
Yeah. It was here in Ontario. It's sunny now. We got a bunch of snow in March, which was kind of shit because we didn't get any snow in November, December, or January. February got a bit,
we got all ours in February. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody believes in global warming, right? That's just a myth.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Idiots. So how did you two meet?
We met on the internet, like most people our age do, if you don't meet them physically at a show. But we've known each other for about 11 years now. And we've been making music together since 2017, I think.
I think so. When did Feral Hymns come out?
I think that was February 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're neighbors. We live a couple houses away, and people call us the Chaos Twins for a reason.
Yeah. Becky has been doing backups on all of my solo stuff up until we finally decided, screw the solo stuff, let's make a band.
Yeah, rock and roll band.
Yeah, I know, and that's the thing too, is your latest record, The Iron Roses. It got a lot of accolades last year.
Yay! Yeah, we like it.
I love accolades.
A lot of people, because I think, was it Punk Voter? No. So the one on Instagram, I forgot what it's called. You guys were number 3 last year.
Yeah, the Punk Rock Vinyl thing.
Punk Vinyl? Yes. That's what it was? And yeah,
it was Punk Rock Vinyl thing. I think that's the full name. That's the,
Yes.
Yeah.
It was between you guys. It was between you guys and Diesel Boy.
Yeah.
And I was voting for you guys and Diesel Boy all the way. And then when it came down to you and Diesel Boy, I decided not to vote because I can't pick one.
So you're part of the problem.
No, that's fair. Thank you very much. All right. Well, this is a great podcast. We'll talk to everyone later. With the band, so is it the same players that you guys always had?
No. So we, because the Iron Roses was born out of an evolution that began with Nathan's solo work, we had, some players that changed along the way as, certain people were just tour musicians or writers that helped within a transition of solo into band.
Bad transition.
Oh my God, bitch. It's not always about you.
It's always about me.
The band that we have right now is the band that, wrote the album, The Iron Roses, our self-titled album, which we said is the first album as The Iron Roses. It's been a bit of a journey to get the right players in place.
And continues to be.
Yes, because we are growing fast, and a lot of people, I think, did not anticipate how fast we would grow. And so, we're in go mode, and not everybody is in the place of life where they can maintain go mode right now.
Well, though the one track "Screaming for Change" has over 81,000 downloads.
I know, it's so weird.
So awesome!
Love it.
It's fucking wicked. And it's an album too. You can go from track one right to the end, and I have bands on here that I enjoy listening to, but it's one of those albums where you don't skip a track. It's all fucking good.
Thank you.
And we did a lot of work to make sure that we condensed and made sure that the album wasn't going to have spots filler. Where it's like skip, and, you know, if we like to build like 15 to 20 songs and then narrow it down to as small as we feasibly can to
yeah.
hopefully provide something that people would want to listen all the way through.
Yeah. Which was painful, by the way. We made some hard cuts and had to go back and forth, but I think we got there in the end. Especially when we play it like that album live now, where it's just like a punch in the face, like start to finish, like yeah.
And we play it live like the album. We just go front to back.
Oh no, shit, eh?
Yeah,
it's the best order. We can't make it make sense.
You can't change
any
it
other
up.
Way.
So when did you guys record this album?
February of last year.
Yep.
Okay. And was there more tracks going to be on the album? Like, is there any leftovers that no one knows about?
Yeah.
But they were like, you know, it was, they were songs that just, once we focused on putting the album together, it was like, oh, one of these things is not like the other.
Together.
You know, it's like, yeah. And they just were screaming to not be on the album. Like, it wasn't even like, it wasn't even like an argument within the band. Like, it was like, oh yeah, that, why do we have that? Like,
yeah.
And you guys are touring right now too, right?
we actually start our quote unquote touring season next week, and we are very busy. We have a lot of shows announced for the first half of the year with a lot still to come. So this year is going to be a pretty important, pivotal, busy year for us.
Yeah.
And you guys are also playing Pooza Festival too.
We are.
Yes, we are.
It's our first time playing. We're excited.
Yeah.
I am actually really excited about the amount we are playing in Canada. I've never played that much in my life.
Where else are you guys playing in Canada?
So next week we're in St. Catharines and
what day in St. What day?
So the 11th? No. We are in St. Catharines the 12th. I believe that's sold out. So we're supporting Lowest of the Low. And then the next day we're supporting Lowest of the Low at
in Toronto.
In Toronto. So
That's a great punk, not punk band, well, I guess like rock band from Canada.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while.
The band that introduced us to them because they had the same like ideals as we did.
So
we're bringing them to the U.S. in May.
Oh, that's wicked. Yeah, cause that's that band, they're huge in the early, like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
In Canada, and they never got their just due, in my own opinion, in the States.
Yep.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. They're a great band.
Yeah.
So, Becky, what got you into music?
I've always been passionate about music in general. Like, I've been singing since I was a very little girl in different capacities. Like, I just grew up with headphones in, dancing in my room. Like, I did, you know, theater in school, I did choirs and things like that, but I didn't step on a stage in like a capacity with live music in a band until I was like 21, 22, mm-hmm. something like that. But this is like the right now with the IROs is my career here. And even just with, you know, when I started in backing vocals for Nathan is the most that I've done within this type of scene for sure. But it's been something with me my whole life.
So name me one album that you go to from your youth and today.
I would say.
This is going to be fun.
Shush. Name artists instead of having to pick albums.
Absolutely. Okay, what if I said no?
I would do whatever I want, and I would say it's going to be Pat Benatar anyway.
There you go.
So.
Okay. So what artists? Sorry.
Pat Benatar and Heart are like two artists / bands that like had a huge influence on me when I was growing up. Just those big like. Huge sounds coming
and
out of
the
powerhouse. Yeah.
Yep.
Did you just yawn while you were?
I did. I totally did. While saying anthemic, sick. I yawned, which is just the irony of that.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
You're tiring.
Well, fair.
Are we going to have a fight on the podcast? That's not.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Natasha, what albums got you into playing music?
So, funny enough, I had a I can't I understand. All right. One second, I'm going to send them into the store here. Alex.
Here, it's going to be guys. Bad Religion.
Well, that's one of them. But also, we cannot skip over Rick Springfield.
True.
So okay. We've got Bad Religion and Rick Springfield, which I think that's a great combo, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a wide range.
Yeah, it says a lot about my style in music and what I gravitate towards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys go ahead in. I'm going to be right here in the parking lot, okay? Cheddar? Bye.
That's why her album has so many, like, different influences in it, because Nathan and I in particular have, like, so many different personalities when it comes to music.
Yeah, like, I mean, seriously, like, anything from, like, Bad Religion to Rick Springfield to The Clash to Jesus Christ Superstar, like Les Mis, like there's so much to draw from, and so it would honestly be hard to pick what album is my go-to. Because, like, even as I'm thinking of it, I was like, well, Tom Petty, Wildflowers, like,
it's a good album.
It depends on what mood I'm in. A good album. Did you just say that Wildflowers is a good album? What kind of crap do you have to smoke to call that a good album? I fucking lost my shit crying that full album. Yeah. You are high. What a good album. It's a fucking great album. Good lord.
What newer music are you guys listening to now, like newer bands?
That's a Becky question.
Oh, no, it's not, because everybody...
Yes, it is. The girls, you're always into that.
Yeah, I am. I know, but, like, okay, so, yeah. That I would definitely go with the Breeding Girls, who are actually going to tour the U.S. this year, which is very exciting to me, because that means I can finally see them, because they're not from here. But outside of a few bands like that, I definitely listen to a lot of vocal driven music, a lot of neoclassical and stuff.
Okay.
And I've been listening to a lot of, I got really interested again in ska because it got more interesting more recently, like with bands like We Are the Union and Catbite. And then even Omnigone. And even digging into bands that have sort of more of a reggae backing, like Codefendants, fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's a good album too.
Cool new bands. Yeah, there's a lot of cool new bands that are integrating like ska and reggae and hip hop into punk and stuff. That's really reinvigorating my love of punk music right now. Because once again, that's sort of where I started with The Clash.
Yeah,
doing that same thing. You know, so it and I got. We were talking about this on another podcast, and I was talking to Becky about this the other day, but just getting really, like, in the mid-90s and stuff, getting really, like, put off by ska. Like, and, like, there were bands, and I'm not going to name them, but, like, because everybody can do whatever they want, but it just felt so frat boy-like, and, like,
yeah, it's actually,
silly
yeah.
art jokes and stuff, and it was just like, ugh. I don't like this, and I don't like Blink-182. I don't like that kind of shit. But,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. To be fair, that's not, like, just a ska-specific thing.
Yeah.
Both of us, like, we don't generally gravitate towards just, like, party music. Like, I'm speaking for you right now, Natasha, but I do feel like we both need, like, some meat and meaning and, like, life-changing something to be in that music.
Yeah. And so hearing new bands that actually have something to say with that style has really been awesome to hear.
Yeah,
it's
no
fun music.
Oh, that's great. Like, ska's great, and I think there's been a regeneration of ska, like you said, too. Like, in even to, like, skate punk, too, like, here in Canada.
On the west end,
there's a record label called Thousand Island Records, and they're huge over here in Canada. It's got, like, bands like Belvedere on it. Death Cemetery and stuff like that, and like the resurgence of skate punk and ska too in Canada is coming back forth as well.
Yeah, nice.
So Pooza, you guys excited about that?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, absolutely. So stoked.
And this is
I was just gonna say I'm so stoked for this whole entire year. Things keep getting added to our year, and I couldn't be more excited. It's just great that people want us to play.
They like us.
And that's the thing too, is like, it's a good fucking album, and there's a reason why there's a lot of people listening to it, because you can tell that you guys took a lot of time and you took a lot of effort fucking putting it out. And it's an album, like, I work as a chef full time, and I throw that on usually on Sunday mornings. I'm cooking brunch.
That's
awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. It's a so cool. It's a good, in my own opinion, it's a good way to transition from brunch to lunch. And then usually dinner time, I'll throw on some hardcore because I've already been there for 10 hours.
Yeah, fair.
But no, it's a great album, and looking forward to you guys. I think we're going down to Montreal to see NOFX's last tour. Because we were going to the one in Toronto, but we're getting married on that weekend. And then
how rude of them to put a show on the weekend you're getting married.
Well, whatever. The best thing about it is that we're friends with people from Riverfest and Allura, and so we're going to be getting married on the stage right before the creep show go on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we're both punk rock kids. Actually, whatever. We're still punk rock kids. So, Natasha, do you have any dogs or cats?
I do. I have one cat, Emmy, and I have one dog, Obi.
And how old's Emmy?
A Pomsky. Emmy is 16. She's an old woman.
Okay.
And she just hangs out in the basement and meows meanly at me. She just yells at me until I let her out of the basement, and then she yells at me to let her back in the basement, and we don't talk much other than that.
It's all right. And how old's the puppy?
He is nearly 2.
Okay. So he's still pretty young, huh?
He's very young and active, and I think he's about as big as he's going to get, hopefully. But he's a husky Pomeranian mix, so he's sort of like a little mid-size husky. It's nice.
How's the?
He's an absolute terror.
Yeah, he probably sheds a lot too, huh?
Yeah. We have to get one of those crazy like claw things and rip out the bottom layer of fur so like he doesn't shed so much.
Yeah,
he loves it. He just lays there like, you know, like that. We can get him to lay still. You know, use that weird razor claw thing.
And Becky, do you have any animals?
I have a Natasha, if that counts.
Hi.
That's fair.
No, outside of that.
I don't shed.
You do, that's a lie. Let me pause. So, I found a blonde hair in my car one day, and I freaked the fuck out because I'm like, who the fuck has been in my car? Like, some chick has been in my car. And then, like, later in the day, I realized that
there
was one of Natasha there. So.
You were correct on all counts.
So, do you get, that's pretty funny. So, do you or not just Natasha?
Yeah, I don't have any pets.
No.
I do not have any pets. Nope.
Do you guys plan on doing any more recording after the big events in the summer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're in the middle of writing now, and hopefully something comes of it. You know, it's always that as you go into the big tour cycle of an album, you're also thinking of, fuck, we have to beat that.
Yeah, it's real scary.
And that's terrifying. You know, like, so, you know, we're just throwing things at the wall, see what sticks, and hopefully next year we'll be able to get into the studio again.
It's amazing, guys. That's awesome. Thanks a lot for doing this. And this is the part of the podcast where I'm like, plug all the things.
Do it. That'd be
yeah.
Plug.
Okay.
Plug all the holes.
Okay. I wish that I was on video right now because my face is like, I'm trying to like not say things, but we all know what we're all thinking, so we can just move on.
Plug all the holes.
We have some laughs for that.
It's the war cry.
Anyway, bitch, chop for a second. So, you, obviously, Olives and Pimentos is on Instagram, so you can find the Iron Roses also on Instagram. Our website is being reworked right now, but we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook. We do not Twitter because some of us can't be responsible with yelling at Republicans on it.
I can do that for you, no problem.
I don't know who that would be.
We try to TikTok. We're very old. We can't TikTok very well. But if you find us on Instagram or Facebook, you can find links to our
Your parents can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, that's really my joke.
You weren't telling it, so I had to.
Spotify, The Iron Roses, Bandcamp. If you follow us there, you can find all of our shows. We are going to be on the road a lot this year, so... Bandcamp's probably the best way to find out if we are coming close to your hometown. I don't think I'm forgetting anything, but
no, I think that's it.
Yeah, if you Google us, you'll find us. If you want us, you'll find us.
Perfect. That's great. Also, too, just make sure you send me all the posters. That way I can story it on the old IG.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. That'd be great. Thanks a lot, guys. Just stay online for a quick sec.
Okay.
Sure.